Hey, Kentuckiana, Katie George here. How would you like to save an extra $1,000 on a brand new Chevrolet? Well, right now, Coil Chevrolet in Clarksville is offering ESPN Louisville listeners an extra $1,000 off the purchase of any new Chevy when you use the promo code COIL75. So visit coildeals.com, find your new Chevy, then mention COIL75 at purchase and save an extra $1,000. Coil, where the flag is flying and Kentuckiana is buying. Restrictions may apply. See dealer for complete details.
The teams are back in action. Get that same feeling starting a new job with UPS. Join Team Louisville as a warehouse worker and take pride in a good day's work. Earn $14.50 per hour and up to $150 per week in bonuses. Search and apply now at upsjobs.com/Louisville.
Welcome back. Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Maben, 8150. 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station. So let me ask you this, Steve. And this is when you don't, when you're trying to figure things out. You're trying to cover all the smallest little areas of gray to find out, like, how do you get this thing 100% on the right road? Is something bothering you about the energy level on the sidelines? Enthusiasm, intensity. Like, you've heard me kind of make a crack here and there about, I would like to see those guys run on the court, you know. This reminds me of.
Okay.
This reminds me of one of the first games after Coach Pitino took over, right? Louisville was winning a game, and they just got fouled. Maybe they're up four.
Yep.
They just got fouled. You know, it's one of those, we're closing it out, 15 seconds. Like, that up four probably just gave you the, okay, we're good, right?
Yeah.
And the guys were kind of just, that everybody's dapping each other up, but we're walking, you get the rebound, they foul you. That long walk up the court while the crowd's just kind of, good job,
Yeah.
Kind of closing it out, right? And Coach Pitino's, hey! Right?
Yeah.
Up there. And I saw everybody just pick it up and just run up to get on the line, even though the game's over, right? The game is pretty much over. But him barking at them to get them to run up the floor, right?
Yeah.
And of course, if you want to make it, make it something, you can. But if you don't want to make it something, you can say, yeah, that's not a big deal, right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't see that, and I think I need to see that.
Yeah.
Does that make sense? Run on my field. Run off my field. First thing Max said, he stopped first practice when he first got here.
Yeah.
We don't walk onto the court. We don't cross that line walking.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And I just think that they're walking on and off the field. I do remember one of the early things Satterfield was saying, Puma, you need to run to the huddle. Like, jogging wastes time. Like, motion creates emotion.
Yeah.
Pitchers. I used to like John Rocker before he said all that stuff.
Yeah.
I used to like the way he came out of that bullpen. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
There's nothing that can be harmed by running on the field, running to the sideline after a touchdown. It's bothering me when they get a three and out, the way they jog to the sideline.
Yeah.
You should be dying to get over there to hit your offensive team on the butt.
Yeah.
Right? And I'm watching these games over and over again. Does anything catch your eye about that? Has anything caught your eye about that? Or is that just one of those things like, Marcus, you're frustrated and you're looking for, other things?
No, here's what something that my son's coaches talked to them about the other day, a couple weeks ago, and I saw a difference last week, was they said, they literally pulled them together before practice and said, before we even start, y'all don't celebrate each other enough. Like, y'all have the mentality of just like, yeah, good play, and y'all walk back to the huddle. And they're winning games, so it's good, but it's like this lack of energy is going to bite y'all eventually.
Mm-hmm.
Like, how y'all just so nonchalantly, like, 40-yard run. Good job. Mm-hmm. All right, well, we're running next. I mean, there was no – so my point in taking that is I've tried to watch that with this football team as well and watch the enthusiasm for each other and how things go and yeah, kind of
– Davenport used to say that a lot too, you know what I'm saying? And I thought I was because inside I was happy for my teammate, right?
Mm-hmm.
But – even in hindsight, when you know, of course, you and I had the funny back and forth about being a captain.
Yeah.
Right. And it wasn't until like late senior, I said, okay, my reaction inside, they're not understanding that reaction. You know what I'm saying? So, like, when you succeed, I expected you succeed because you work hard.
Yeah.
So I'm like, good job.
Yeah.
But I'm still like not showing how happy I am for my teammate's success. And then in hindsight, you can say, okay, that's a bad leadership. That's bad, you know, things like that. So, and is that something that the coaches need to harp on? Or do they have enough to worry about right now?
I mean, they probably have enough to worry about. But I do feel like, and again, I'm not, this is just me from afar watching, but I don't even know if it's whole team related. As much as it is receiver quarterback is what worries me. Because the energy I'm seeing is kind of coming from the receivers. And I'm not saying the wrong. I'm not saying the right. Mm-hmm. But whatever that is needs to get patched up. And maybe it's nothing. Well, maybe I'm wrong. But
it stands out way too much for me to be wrong.
I know. I mean, and then when I say, you know, I watch an overthrown ball and I watch a receiver jog back kind of with a smirk on his face, like, yeah, it is what it is. Like, I did my job. I mean, I you know what I mean? Like, I mean, I've done everything. You just didn't put the ball there. You threw it 3 yards out of bounds. And that's going to rub off on the quarterback too. And so I don't know how that relationship is. But if anything there – because, again, if Malik's the guy, Malik's the guy. Like, come on, let's get it rolling.
Would running on and off the field help – would that improve a relationship, do you think?
I mean, it can. It can. But it goes back to what you were saying in the first hour with the Cowboy receivers. How it was like, man, you could just see how when Andy Dalton was in the game, how much –
And imagine if you're Dak watching that. You know,
yeah.
Dak knows that effort's different.
Yeah.
Now imagine if Malik goes out and they attack a football in the air.
Oh man, I know.
Because I'm telling you, the first thing Evan Conley's going to do is lob a jump ball up.
Oh, he's going to give it to somebody. Yeah. He's going to say, look, here, this is what, because I know if I'm Evan.
You remember he threw a pass his first play in the game when he first subbed in
Western.
Yeah, got like a touchdown.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, yeah, he flung it out to Tutu.
Yeah, he's going to give you a chance off the bat.
Yeah, so I think, you know, he hears. That's why I say I'm not sure I'm necessarily saying Malik should be benched, but I do think we're at the point now where maybe a series or so, and Notre Dame might be, I mean, unless Malik comes out playing awesome, and it's like, man, we can win this game. Because, I mean, I don't think Malik is a bad quarterback per se. But whatever is...
And especially for this system.
Yeah, whatever is happening right now, there's something wrong. Something wrong with this offense right now. And I don't think it can all just be pegged on, well, we don't like the O-line. Because I think you're seeing the O-line is opening up holes here. I mean, they're doing some... They may not be the best O-line on planet Earth, but, I mean, they're not total crap. I mean, you're getting some stuff out of there. So I think that is what you're going to have to do is... it's perfect. Is... Maybe a change of pace. Maybe because what you may do is, I heard Drew Diener talking about it this morning. He said he talked to Stephen Van Treese. Did you hear that?
I did.
Okay. When he said, I'll repeat it for people who didn't. He said he was able to have some dinner with Stephen Van Treese yesterday. They're talking about the 2012 year going up to Syracuse, and we got busted. I remember sitting there with my now wife going, well, they're going to literally lose one more game in the – maybe they make the tournament, they're going to lose there.
At least this will be over.
Yeah. So they just coming off a loss to South Florida, which on senior night, which was horrific. Then you turn around, you're going up to play a good Syracuse team who was, I think that year, I think that Syracuse team made the Elite Eight, lost to Ohio State. in the Elite Eight. So they were dang near a Final Four team. Right. So you go up there, and he says he starts Wayne Blackshear, who was a freshman, because it was like, and that felt like a desperation move at the time. You know what I mean? It felt like a, man, he's just throwing the freshman in there like, I got nothing.
Mm-hmm.
But what Van Treese was telling Drew is, Coach Pitino's going, listen, I've got a plan. We're going to work some things out. I got to know if this kid can play. Here you go. We lose. It is what it is. You got ran by 20. Okay? See, but Coach Pitino knew something leaving that game.
Was that last game for Malik, though?
That might have been. That's why I say I wouldn't be surprised if the offense stalls.
Going into Georgia Tech, we were like, we got to know. We got to learn this.
Yeah. Yeah. So I wouldn't be surprised if the offense stalls if this isn't a game where it goes, okay, I've got to know if I have something else here.
Mm.
Maybe that's T. Webb. Maybe that's Evan Conley. Maybe it's Juwan Pass. I don't know. But we've got to leave South Bend knowing something.
Okay. It's the second quarter. It's 7-7, right?
Mm-hmm.
We got one quick strike touchdown, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't a Malik thing. It was a run, right?
Mm-hmm.
We got one quick strike. It's 7-7. It's 10 minutes to go. We have stalled out. We took the ball first. We got that quick strike.
Is this hypothetically?
Yes.
Okay, I didn't know if you were replaying something that happened. Okay.
Okay, so Steve, you're watching this game.
Okay.
From the time we got that quick strike to the second quarter, till 10 minutes in the second quarter, right?
Mm-hmm.
We've been stalling.
Mm-hmm.
But it's 7-7. Do you change the pace there?
I do, yeah. I do, because now I've got to know something. I've got to have something to break this thing open. Because you're not going to be able to bend, don't break. You're probably going to be the one that breaks.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I mean, I could play the game, and again,
I mean,
Mike Lindsey said it this morning.
Can't you see that picture happening?
Yeah, yeah, but Mike Lindsey said it perfect. Mike Lindsey said, would I rather play within a touchdown and not figure anything out? Or would I rather lose by 17 or 20 and go, okay, we know a few things now. Let's rearrange. Let's go. The second half of the season, there's a lot of wins, winnable games there to finish out pretty strong if you wanted to. I mean, some people could argue outside of Virginia Tech, you dang near may go into about every game expecting to win. So it's I like how Mike Lindsey said that, because it's a tough pill to swallow as a fan.
I know. That's where you run into that, that wall too.
Just because no fan wants to go, well, I'd rather lose by more and figure it out. Because no, what do fan want? What does Steve Rummage want? I want to go down and pull the win off at Notre Dame. Gosh dang it, if we don't get any better at all, we pull that one off?
I really want to win with all freshmen, to be honest.
Right. Would I love to see T. Webb come in and Lovie Jenkins and these guys, and we just start running Notre Dame? We're like, oh, my God, we got a bunch of great freshmen. Like, we're awesome.
Right.
Yes, that would be ideal. If T. Webb came in and beat Notre Dame, you wouldn't be able to tell a Louisville fan nothing.
It's like
you get me in here on Monday. Tell me nothing.
Imagine if you were losing to Kentucky, and then you had this young quarterback just come in and just start tearing Kentucky up,
just go insane on them,
and then down the road end up winning a Heisman Trophy or
something.
Yeah,
and imagine that same thing had happened a year ago before that with Kyle Bowling. Did the same thing.
I knew you thought I might be talking about bowling.
No, you're right. But the thing is, I mean, yes, absolutely, man. I mean, that would be one of the funnest shows on Monday. We would be full blown. We ain't losing another game. It's over for anybody.
And we got freshman team.
I line up against. Give me
anybody.
A bowl game against. Listen, whatever SEC doesn't make the playoff, give me that squad. Like, of course, that would be the feeling. But I do think you have to figure some things out tomorrow. And yeah,
number one thing you have to figure out,
quarterback for me. And turnovers. You can't be like, somebody on the text line said it earlier, and they're 100% right. They said the it, when I said I don't know what it is turnovers. I do think that's up at the top of the list because that's not something we do. I mean, why are we turning it over? That's got to be cut off now. We're done with the turnovers. I mean, somebody makes a great play, they make a great play. But the turnover's got to be done. But yeah,
because the turnover, things start making your team look sloppy.
Listen, if it's 7-7 and we just cannot move the football, then second quarter, third quarter, I got to go maybe a little change of pace here. And maybe it bites you in the rear end. Maybe you put Evan Conley in and he throws a pick six. But if he does, I can't look at Satterfield from my house and go, you're an idiot. You know, no, I've got to know that. Okay, you're gone. You know, or if you put Juwan Pass in and Juwan Pass plays well, what do? You know, you go, okay, all right, we got a little bit of a change of pace here. Like, let's figure out, because I'm not saying there's not a spot for Malik on this team.
That would be brutal.
And look, if Malik comes out tomorrow slinging it, I'll be the happiest guy on the planet.
Evan, you better not come in.
Oh, God. Evan, come right in and throw it right to a defensive lineman.
Oh, my God.
Evan, come in looking like Mississippi State's quarterback. Like, let me find the first guy in another jersey. Here you go.
Evan, you can't leave us hanging that. Because here's the problem, Steve. The phone line would be blowing up coming for Marcus and Steve.
Oh, gosh. No, and it would be warranted, too.
It was 7-7, and you put in Evan Conley, and he throws an interception.
No, and look.
We were going to win.
We would take every bit of it. But, yeah. Yeah, so, but we would know, okay, here's what we got to do. Malik, you got to get right. okay, because starting at Florida State, man, that's where it can go downhill fast.
Mm-hmm. Because Florida State say, like, I don't care what you say. Florida State will be looking to save their season against Louisville.
Florida State's saying the same thing Louisville fans are. They're looking at Louisville right now going, okay, we can get that game.
Mm-hmm.
Louisville fans are looking at Florida State saying, we can win that game. I mean, they both think they're going to get right against each other.
And those are games that the fan base respects the opponent enough to be proud of their squad.
Yes.
When they do that.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. You're going to go into that game and you're going to be happy about a win. I don't care. I mean, I don't care what local media says. And if you want to make fun of Florida State, whatever, that's fine. Louisville fans are going to be happy with a Florida State win. That's something you're going to lay down that night. You're going to feel comfortable about. You're going to feel good about. Sure, 100%.
I haven't heard you really talk about the defense, though.
Yeah.
Are you just kind of, it is what it is, whatever performance you get?
I think defense is just a personnel thing. That's why I don't know what to say. Yeah, they need more depth on the defensive line. I don't know. You're just gonna have to do the best you can. You're gonna have to come up with Marcus Maben ideas.
Try
to get some tips. Maybe you do. I do like maybe Lovie Jenkins coming in and playing some. Get some young guys. Minkins getting a little reps on defense. You will get Cottrell Clark back. That's gonna be a nice help. The linebacking core I think is pretty good. I don't really think there's a lot there for me.
I hate having to rely on them to make tackles.
Well, no, you can't just expect that. You can't. But Marlon Character's coming along. I think there's some guys coming along, but I just think in the defense, I just think it's personnel. There's nothing I can do. Now, physically, Dez Tail is added a lot. He's a freshman. That's added a lot. So that's a new piece.
Joel, thanks for joining us on 93.9. Fire away.
What's up, fellas? Yeah, I mean, you know, going into the mark, you guys are hitting on all the key points. I mean, I think – you know, I think if you're Saturday, you're going in tomorrow, of course, you're not going in to just show up and play the young guys and get experience. I mean, they're going in to win. So they're going to put in whoever they think the best kids to do that to start. I think what we're going to see, I mean, I would guess, is like you reevaluate where you're at, like, let's say second quarter, halftime. If you're still in the game, you keep all those guys in, right? I mean, but if you go into halftime and you're down, you know, multiple score, you know, you're down 21 or something like that, then maybe you reevaluate getting all those young guys a lot more time, and maybe you look at, I'm going to throw Conley out there for a series or two and just see what that looks like. I mean, that's kind of my thought on that. I mean, here's the thing, guys. I think, you know, after every loss, we come in Monday, Marcus does the recap. We're all like, man, the program's going down. We're done. Football is going to be discontinued at Louisville now because we lost. Well, then come the next weekend, I'm like, man, we might win. So it's like, my thing is the reason why, though, we know the potential that we have. You know what I'm saying? Like, if Malik comes out there tomorrow and looks like he can, and that offense gets rolling like they can, there's a possibility, man. I mean, at the end of the day, I think Louisville's gonna. When you're not the best, you're playing a team that's better than you. It all comes down to turnovers. You guys are hitting on that. If Louisville can get two or three turnovers and get extra possessions, they're going to have a shot, man. It's just like Georgia Tech. I think Louisville is a better team than Georgia Tech. But why did Georgia Tech win? Turnovers. That's how a team that's not as good as maybe the team you're playing stays in the game and has the possibility for an upset. So that's my thoughts on it, man. I think we'll see a lot tomorrow. Hopefully they have a good showing. And we got something good to talk about at least on Monday. All right. And Marcus, you won't call me a coach hater.
Appreciate the call. I will say this. What goes along with the turnover is my biggest fear. You know what? I'll tell you on the other side of the break. Middays with Marcus Maben on 939 The Ville.
Hey, Kentuckiana, Katie George here. How would you like to save an extra $1,000 on a brand new Chevrolet? Well, right now, Coyle Chevrolet in Clarksville is offering ESPN Louisville listeners an extra $1,000 off the purchase of any new Chevy when you use the promo code COYLE75. So visit COYLEDEALS.com, find your new Chevy, then mention COYLE75 at purchase and save an extra $1,000. Coyle, where the flag is flying and Kentuckiana is buying. Restrictions may apply. See dealer for complete details.
The teams are back in action. Get that same feeling starting a new job with UPS. Join Team Louisville as a warehouse worker and take pride in a good day's work. Earn $14.50 per hour and up to $150 per week in bonuses. Search and apply now at upsjobs.com/Louisville.
If somebody is going to shoot up the building, the last thing you should do is ask them, Steve.
I'd just like to know.
I mean, if there's going to be a shootout, like...
I'd rather just know.
Really? Would you really want to know?
Yeah. Because then I make a conscious decision to leave or warn everybody.
Or warn everybody. Would you feel terrible if you warned somebody and that got you brought back into the fold?
Yeah.
If somebody entrusted you.
Yeah.
To say, hey.
I can't believe you've done this.
Yeah, on Tuesday I'm going to take out everybody, but just keep that between us.
No, it'd be the worst. It's not info I want.
This is terrible. Brian, when are we going to come back?
I don't know, man. Whenever you want.
Okay.
And we're back.
Oh, we're back? We're on? Live?
Yeah.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Middays with Marcus Maben, 8150. 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station. We totally needed that, son, during the commercial.
Man, wasn't that nice? I walked over to Jimmy John's, got me a drink, man, which I always, the only reason I say this, actually, he wasn't there. My guy wasn't there this time, but a lot of times he just, he's like, go ahead, take your drink. So I paid my $2.11. It was no big deal. I did see Phil Baker in here. I don't have the read, but I do want to give a shout out to George and Baranos by the Bridge for dropping off some lunch to the ESPN Louisville studios. You can go visit them down there. They have plexiglass up, social distance if you need it, you know, and stuff. So they got that going on. There's a lot of Baranos locations that have opened up. So I contend it's some of the best pizza around. So appreciate it, man. Baranos by the Bridge. Baranos. It's that good.
Also, let's just take a second and say thank you to all of our partners, like, you know, the partners that are like starting, you know, I don't know how to phrase it, but
I just did it.
We're getting,
but we got more. Okay.
I do enjoy getting calls, getting more partners, people making inquiries about sponsorships, with the station, with the show. It's really good. Like I said, our realtors, our four pegs, Derek A. Stewart. By the way, people.
Josh Jarbo.
Yeah, Josh Jarbo.
Appreciate y'all, man.
Here's the thing, people. Like, call these numbers.
Yeah.
If you're interested in any kind of way. When I say a Derek A. Stewart has something you would be interested in.
Yeah.
You write down the number. You call. You let them know. Say, Steve Rummage, I heard a commercial on Josh Jarbo. I heard Marcus. I heard you. Listen.
It's a big city, man. We're giving you two great options here. You know, and now that's just the realtor spot of it. I mean, there's other options too, man.
No, listen, and the businesses that want to be a part of Middays with Marcus Maven, ask them. It's just a simple reach out, simple email, you know, simple, hey, you know, interested in, you know, advertisement. And here's the thing, people, I'll say this kind of, what is it, tooting our own horn on this one.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the thing. Don't get drowned out by thinking you can just internet share and you're going to get the same, you know, you get a split second eyeball on an internet site. It's flooded with advertisement. Yeah. Your television is way too expensive.
Yeah.
You know, to get the real return on investment that you're looking for.
Sure.
Steve and I have grown to appreciate the personal connection you get doing radio, because it's a full thought. It's a full voice.
It is.
It's a full, you know, relationship. So, again.
And can I say something, too? We tag, and a lot of people do this, too.
Mm-hmm.
But I do want to say, I can only speak for us. We tag our personal name on a lot of these sponsors. So if I tell you go see Josh Jarboe, go see Derek Stewart, Derek A. Stewart, you know, either one.
Four pegs.
These are people that we've talked to, that we legitimately believe in, that we believe are good people. You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, so we're, because I'm telling you, I do like money, but my wife makes plenty of it. So I'm not gonna tag my name on somebody who I don't.
This show would be a lot different if it was about money.
Oh, sure.
This show would sound a whole lot different if it was about money. Trust me, people.
Go to sexy stuff, man. right off the Sevierville exit. So we do really, really appreciate everybody who, and listen, if you're interested in getting involved, there's two things. There's room and you can afford it. So call us.
Yes.
Both those things are important.
Yes, that is a fact. Okay, so here's the thing. There's a couple of little side stories that I really didn't get to. One made me feel really, really old. But I did want to give a shout out on this one. Coach Jerry Eves, Amazing Race.
Yeah.
Contestant, like I said, all local people should know if you want to see Coach Eves. But here's the problem, Steve. There's one little problem with this whole situation. When I see Coach Eves doing the Amazing Race, you know what the problem is? He's doing it with his son, right?
Yeah.
Steve, I don't really run into this problem a lot. Because I mean, maybe when we do the I don't do ages kind of thing, that just kind of kept me out of the ageism world, right?
Mm-hmm. Sorry, there was something that I drank a lot of Diet Coke last week. I'm not going to lie, an unhealthy amount, actually.
Right.
An amount to where me and my wife took a shower together and I couldn't help it. And I went number one in the shower, and she legitimately was like, "You're gonna have to go get checked, because that shouldn't smell that way. Like it smelled like you remember how it would be when Locke would go piss, and you go in there after him, and it was like
this is the most Friday brother. Show ever, Steve.
Like I come out, and I love Locke. I think Locke is one of the greatest radio hosts.
You're right, he knows what he's
in
doing.
This city's history, and." It was terrible. So yeah, she was legitimately concerned for me. But I've taken a couple days off, and I just took two swigs of that Diet Coke, and something rumbled from my chest into my throat.
Your body's talking to me.
That I was like, I'm sorry. So, yeah, Coach Eves, Amazing Race.
Coach Eves, Amazing Race.
Oh, also, Gary Barnage.
Gary Barnage.
Doing their thing.
And D'Angelo Williams.
Yep, D'Angelo. I couldn't think. But, yeah.
So, here's the problem. I saw Coach Eves. And I saw his kid, and it hit me like a ton of bricks. That's Frankie Baby.
Yeah, dude.
That's Frankie Baby. People, Frankie, Coach Eve's child, is the little And he knows how I mean this. And he knows. We used to say to Steve, every single time Frankie Baby came in waddling into the practice facilities or whatever.
Yeah.
Frankie Baby used to have the biggest head when he was a kid,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
He grew up. He's a great looking young man, right?
Yeah.
But it hit me that we're looking at Frankie Baby on this TV, right?
Yeah.
And I'm like, I saw the commercial and I was like, wait a minute. And of course, we used to say the most shady Frankie Baby.
Oh, dude.
it was our Biggie Smalls line. And I'm just like, oh my God. Like, now I'm old.
Listen. I had a moment. One of my old high school basketball coach, John Leeper, he's now the president. No, he is the principal at Collins High School. Mm-hmm. And his son, Luke, small child, little baby, used to come into practice and stuff. It's high school. You know, I'm in high school. You know, it's right. Like, whatever. I feel like I was just in high, like, I feel like you were in a high school 100 years ago. I feel like I was in high school like yesterday.
Right.
Right?
Right.
And he's like posting pictures last week. Like, his son is a freshman at UK on the football team. And I'm like, what the are you serious? Like, that's insane.
Frankie Baby was just one of my moments, right?
Yeah.
And another moment was even worse. You might have been I might have told you about the moment.
Okay.
But anybody that's affiliated with the University of Louisville and has been for the past 20 years, there's another kid, and this one's a little worse. I saw Kenny Klein's wife at an NCAA tournament walking with some young stud, and I was ready to go and tackle her. Where's Kenny?
Not like this.
I'm telling. Kenny Klein's son, Brady, is probably 6'5", right? And he's walking with Kenny Klein's wife. And I'm like, well, hi. How are you?
Yeah.
Hey.
Where's Kenny?
Now listen, who's your friend?
You know Kenny's. Yeah.
Listen, who's your friend here? Yeah, hey, I'd like to meet him. Hey, you know, I just talked to Kenny, right?
Your husband.
Yeah. Kenny Klein. I saw them at, I think it was Michigan.
Yeah.
I think it was Indianapolis.
Mm-hmm.
So on my way.
Yeah, don't say it like that. That trip was awesome.
It was.
That was such a fun trip, man.
On my way to experience one of the most disheartening losses.
I've had some of the funnest trips to Indy, just the worst rides home.
Like, everything is phenomenal.
Everything is awesome until the end. It's like, man, it's great. Going up there to the Sweet 16 game against Kentucky was awesome. Watching, dude, Tennessee, Michigan before was a great game. Mm. Then it went into Louisville, Kentucky, which was a great game. Sucked on the way home. Going up there to watch us play Michigan, it was awesome. And we had all the awesome stuff that happened. It was great. Going up there and watch us play Purdue, and even though we won, you left feeling like we lost.
Oh, we lost.
Yeah, it was
we
like,
totally
was like,
lost.
We're not going to be good, are we? You know? Yeah, it's like, oh, man. So, yeah, no, just but, terrible rides home.
But, yeah, point being, that child, that man child mm-hmm. that I didn't even know was the kid, mm-hmm. it just shook me to my core.
Yeah.
On the inside of
stuff. That's crazy, man.
My God.
I know.
Let me get to this phone.
It's getting old.
Softball Dad Dustin, thanks for joining us on Middays with Marcus Maybe. Fire away.
Well, you know, I always like to think that I'd like to learn something every single day, right? Just something, whether it be big, small, whatever. But I've learned 2 days in a row I've not been able to tune in from the get-go, and I've joined late. And if I'm not mistaken, it was yesterday. Steve, I don't know if you heard it or not, but mm-hmm. Marcus was talking about Mr. Vitale,
mm-hmm.
Dick Vitale.
Yep.
And I turn on the radio and I hear, thanks, Dick.
Yeah.
And then today,
yeah.
I tune in and I hear about you and your wife showering and
yes.
peeing. And
yeah.
Do you like asparagus?
I do. I love asparagus, okay. Yes.
All right. Well, don't eat asparagus the night before you shower with your bride.
Yeah. That's fair.
Good show. I'm learning. Thanks, fellas.
You're welcome.
No, listen, I appreciate the call. here's just to
put a little context to that, people. The reason Steve shares these things, it has a bigger picture, you know. Than you know, I know people can kind of be, oh, you hear that? Like here's the thing. There's a lot of people that want to know some of these things are normal, right? And
doesn't it make you feel better?
Just, you know.
So now when your wife looks at you, it's like, dude, you're gross.
Yeah. Well, Steve.
Well, Rummage's pee smells like mine.
Sometimes people, you have
to. I mean, not that I'm anybody important, but it's like, well, at least you know there's somebody else out there.
Sometimes you have to confess, you know, embarrassing things to let people know, hey, you're not alone.
It's awesome.
It's not awesome, but
it's great.
This is just something to, you know.
Yeah.
Get rid of one little insecurity at a time.
Yeah.
Okay, so Steve, we got to do scores. 8150 939 is the number. 3831 939 is the text line. Steve, we need scores. We need to play. How is this game going to go to you?
Well, there's a lot of good games this weekend. I will say that. I am looking
forward.
We just
totally punted on picking games, didn't we?
No, we did. It's just this year, it was just too tough. It was, look, we were.
Look, games are getting canceled.
Brian had to miss some stuff. I missed some stuff. You missed some stuff. Well, you didn't really miss anything. But
what's your problem with all sport?
All sport was terrible, dude. That was the worst drink ever. I couldn't believe you put that, like y'all, like you wore some kind of badge of pride because you drank all sport. You want to talk about piss. I imagine that's what all sport. I imagine if you dipped your cup down in there and just went.
This is so Friday.
That would be what all sport was.
But here was the issue with all sport. And I had to explain this to Steve yesterday. People, were you all sport guy? I think at the time all sport.
The answer is no.
I think all sport was an alternate. Alternative to Gatorade that made people just, I got to try something different.
Yeah, if you didn't want to pay the extra dollar to get a Gatorade.
Right.
Yeah, you bought an All-Sport.
Right.
And Powerade was always good. That didn't bother me. It was a little more sugary. I
haven't heard about All-Sport in a while, though.
Yeah, it's because it was terrible.
It was awful.
It was terrible, dude.
Mm. It had like some kind of carbon in it.
Yeah,
it
that's what I'm saying. Yeah. It was like carbonated. It was like, oh.
Why do you make a carbonated sports drink?
Here's the thing, though. I had to explain this to Steve. Between Jonathan Israel, Todd Fortwängler, and Trey McKnight, we had the all-sport packages, like they were the Kool-Aid packages, with the fountain machine, right?
Where you, like, pour them in your water bottle?
No.
This is before that time.
The big packages, like the
like the jugs, and you scoop the powder in?
Yes, yes. Did you say like the drugs?
No, the jugs. Like a jug that you, you know, jugs.
It's like cocaine.
Yeah. Like when you take scoops of the drugs.
Kind of like, okay, Brian. You know, you just get it out by the scoops.
So here's the thing. Is Scarface? Okay, so here's the thing. Jonathan and those guys, if you needed like one package per, four gallons of water. Jonathan and those guys were putting at least three packages per every 4 gallons. So our stuff
was
really, really sweet.
Well, and
we had the fountain machine, so it was just like, dude, and Coach Crum, he's like, drink some water. Drink some water.
Listen, well, and that's fair because, I mean, I will say you can – spice up a drink a little bit and make it better. A sports drink, even the Gatorade powders. I mean, you know, you can do a little bit with those. So
I don't remember having those.
Yeah, it's sometimes you buy them. They look like the little water jug, like a little that you dump over a coach's head, and you can make your own kind of. We did some stuff like that too. So I mean, you can make it a little different. But yeah, now I saw you like tweeting Rutherford yesterday about all sport, and I was like,
no, they tweeted and I got tagged in it.
Oh. Well, sorry.
Yeah, I didn't bring it up. I just had a healthier appreciation for all sport. It kept me alive. It's like
kept you alive might be a stretch. Like that might have been just a touch too far.
Steve,
I mean,
you have to drink so much fluid when you participate in college basketball that
Marcus,
it literally.
I still run 2 miles every day, Marcus. I ran 2 miles in the rain yesterday. So I mean, I understand.
But Samson texts in. He said, "Have you all tried the Gatorade gum, though?" He said, "About the only good thing that Allied Sports makes."
Gatorade gum.
Steve, I don't like what you just did.
What?
I'm talking about staying hydrated at Division I basketball level, and you say, "Marcus, I totally can relate."
Yeah.
Because my every 2 miles.
Every day. You don't think my 2 miles at 33 years old isn't at least in the same wheelhouse? I mean, not comparable to the rigors of a Division I athlete. I'm not saying that. But my 33-year-old bones and body?
No, because your 33-year-old bones and body, you've made it tougher on yourself. You and I, every day when we have all these foods, when we have all our foods that we enjoy,
yes,
we make, like, you could be in LeBron shape if you want to do.
Okay, but mentally, I still do it.
Fair enough.
Golly.
Listen, the mental game I'll play.
I know a lot of people that don't.
But listen, at 33, you could turn into a speed walker and get
my hips.
get into.
How mad would you be to go in the mall? You're going to pick up some sample one day, and you just see me pass. Hey, Marcus.
Doing the speed walking.
Power walking.
Just like that. Like,
I love how power walkers move their arms.
I know.
So
they
much.
Move their arms and their hips. I mean, I guess you have to be able to. So you're probably for your hips and stuff. But yeah. Would that be the most. Would you be like, okay, we're done. The show's over. Like, that's where we're at. Yeah. I'd be fine with it if you were like, with all due respect, don't ever come in again.
Are you going to turn to a helmet?
You hear
nut?
The music.
Yeah. Yeah, perfect.
Let me see if I can get this stopped in time. There you go.
So do we win tomorrow?
You don't actually have to stop. I just was doing it because Steve said that.
No, yeah. No, it's
if
fair.
You want me to stop the music, I can't.
No, let's go. Let's play it. It's 11:53. There's pizza in there.
We do not win.
There's also some Moby Dick, you know?
Oh, yeah.
We do not win, but we hit.
No, go ahead.
That's all I got.
Okay.
That's all I want.
Well, I do want to remind people, for 50 years, locally owned Moby Dick has been committed to serving the city of Louisville high-quality seafood. Quality that starts with their fish, wild-caught cod from the icy waters of the North Atlantic, breaded fresh daily. You won't find a better fish sandwich in the city. We challenge you. And don't forget their famous hand-cut onion rings cooked to order. With 15 area locations, Moby Dick has learned it's the people that make the restaurant special and lasting. They appreciate their customers for making them a fabric of the community and a Louisville staple since 1967. I hit the one in Shepherdsville every once in a while, too. It's so good. Moby Dick, a well of a sandwich. I'm with you, Marcus. I think we look good tomorrow. I think we look good tomorrow. I think we hang for a while. I don't know if I'll have a score, but I think Saturday night, I hope we're sitting there saying we can win the rest of these games. Just feel it. Just get it right, man.
Thanks, everybody. We had a good time this week. We might do a game watch, so you better subscribe to Made for the Ville while you're at it. Middays with Marcus Maben on 93.9 The Ville.